garden or someplace that you didn't want?
Well, you'd go out there with a hoe and chop it off, chop it out.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of grass would that be?
Well, it could be anything from Johnson grass to Bermuda.
And what kinds of fences would people have? Like, what kinds of fences would they have around their yard?
Well, around in town we had picket fences.
What did a picket fence look like?
Well, it just looked like a picket fence, that's all I can tell you.
Was it sharpened at the top?
Oh, yes, all pickets are sharp at the top. Keep the water from rotting the top of the pickets off so the water would run off.
Was it held together with wire or was it metal?
There was one type that was held together with wire, and then your spearhead pickets was individual, and the little square pickets were just little square pickets.
Mm-hmm. Flat at the top?
No, they would be, they would have the four-way top on the square, and it'd be cut this way and this way.
What kinds of fences would people have around a pasture?
Barbed wire fences. Huh? Barbed wire.
How would you set up a barbed wire fence?
Put a post that were 4 or 8 feet, and then you'd string your 4 or 5 strings of barbed wire, whatever you want to put on there.
And nail it to all of them?
Nail it to the post.
Okay.
And staple it to it.
To all of the?
The post. Each post that have 5 wires stapled to it.
Uh-huh.
That's all, they run parallel.
Did you ever see
horizontal.
A fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
No, not here.
Did you?
No, not here. I never seen a stone fence. I think I don't ever recollect seeing a stone fence anywhere.
What about an old-fashioned fence that go in?
That's rail fence. That Abraham, you ought to know what that is. That Abraham Lincoln split rails, you know.
Did you see those around this part of the country?
There was some out in the country, but very few.
And you mentioned you had chickens. Where did you keep them?
Chicken house.
Any other places for chickens?
Chicken yard.
Well, where would you put the biddies?
The little biddies?
Uh-huh.
With the mama hen.
Did you have a place you shut them up in?
No. We didn't, unless you raised chickens commercially with incubators. But most of your baby chickens are out in the country and everywhere like that was raised with chickens, and you'd have maybe 18 would be about the maximum chicken that what the hen would set on, hatch them, then that hen would take care of that little brood of chickens, and when then what the chicken hawks and the possums and whatever varmints didn't get, then you got.
Uh-huh. What do you mean varmints?
And there's a lot of varmints, mink, and I don't know, big rats, possums, they'd raid your chicken house, they'd get your little bitties, and snakes would get your little bitties.
What could you put in a hen's nest to fool her if you wanted to get her to start laying?
Well, that would be an artificial glass egg.
Uh-huh. What would you...
Is that one made out of plastic paraffin?
Uh-huh. What would your best set of dishes be made out of?
What is that?
Your best set of dishes would be made out of?
I'm made of clay. I don't know what they're made out of.
Something that breaks real easy.
They were made out of clay, and they were killed. Someone was run through a kill for a certain length of time, just like they are now. Fine china, back in those days, I imagine it was bone china, which come from like Germany, I think.
Uh-huh. What would you call an egg made out of china?
Well, you'd call it a china egg. That's all.
And if you wanted to fatten a chicken, what might you shut her up in, just so you could just feed her corn?
Well, I don't coop.
Okay. And A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting hen.
Did you ever hear another name for that?
No.
When you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this. You call that the...
Well, it's still called a wishbone.
Did you ever hear any stories about that or superstition stuff?
Oh, they used to break the wishbone, and you one that got the long end, I think, was supposed to have his wish come true. I don't know. It was just to come out of a joke.
Uh-huh. There's nothing to it, really?
No. Well, I guess we better call this thing off pretty soon.
Well, let's sign the thing.